I'm Eric Carlyworth, the Mid-America Trucking Show. Drivers, if you've been to our booth at any major shows, you know that we are blessed to have so many great artists at our booth performing and some great music. They're there, you know, performing for you, thanks to our great sponsors. And one of the performers this year, Tyler Jordan, he's with us right now. We've got some time, a little extra time to talk with Tyler, which is great. Tyler, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Mid-America Trucking Show as well. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, man? I'm doing good. It's good to be here.
You know, it's really great having you here. Can't wait to have you play for the drivers. Let's talk about where this all began. Do you remember your first influence in music, where that moment happened, saying, okay, I want to do that?
Man, I'd have to say growing up, I've always been a fan of country music, and I grew up in South Carolina. So obviously, you know, living on a farm and being that life, country music has always had a big influence on me. And I remember growing up watching Garth Brooks on stage and you know, just the way he put on a show and how passionate his music was and everything just kind of hit me. And I've just...
Yeah,
it's been uphill ever since, man.
Right on. So, I mean, what was it? Is it did you think to yourself, okay, I got to develop a plan, or was it that just takeover mentality? I got to play music any chance I get, and you just went from there.
I mean, for me personally, man, music's always just kind of been my go-to for any kind of a release, whether it's stress or me being happy, or it's just my outlet. You know, I really don't see myself doing anything else.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
I can definitely be good at all kinds of things. I was
sure.
Even a diesel technician at one point.
So right on.
I've been there. But yeah, music's definitely the root of me. And
sure.
Yeah,
sure.
That's where I'm at.
So what's that been like for you? I mean, and when you start getting, you know, crowds start getting a little bit bigger, the recognition starts getting more and more. What's that like knowing, you know, okay, this is real?
Yeah, it's surreal, man. Like, I mean, the main thing that I could ever ask for is that people even give me the time of day, and for someone to take the time out of their busy schedule to appreciate everything that I've worked for.
Yeah.
You know, that's amazing. And
sure.
I really appreciate every one of those guys. So
yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
That's why I do it.
You know, as an older guy, I remember the time when social media wasn't around to help, facilitate that one-on-one on a daily basis, 24/7 with those fans. What's that like, on your Facebook page, on social media, to get that kind of feedback from fans?
I mean, it definitely helps. I'm very blessed to have grown up in a day and age to where, you know, I can, in no matter where I'm at, I can reach out to people and let them know what I'm up to and how
yeah.
I'm doing and, you know, what new things are up and coming. And yeah, I got it a little easier, I'd say, than some. So
well,
it's nice.
You know, it's interesting because I think about that. You know, you're part of a generation that's really, you know, grown up with social media, kind of, you know, known it. I mean, you guys, the younger artists especially, really great at that social media setting. But it's all too critical for just about any artist, I think, you know, to have your audience be able to contact you or just leave a comment, just, you know, click the like button, share something, you know, where your music now just has so many avenues where it can kind of multiply through those shares.
Yeah,
right?
That definitely helps out a lot. And, you know, it is nice to get feedback from everyone. You know, I've plenty of people reach out and let me know what they think. And,
yeah.
You know, and most of the time, I'd say 99% of the time, it's all positive. So that's good.
Sure. Absolutely.
Luckily, you know. And,
yeah. Yeah. So what's next? What's the rest of 2018 look like for you?
Well, as of right now, I'm working with my team we're about to release a music video.
Mm, yeah.
That's going to be premiered by Billboard. We don't have an exact date yet, but that's huge news for us.
Wow.
So it's going to be awesome, man. I'm excited. It'll be the first one that I've ever done.
Yeah. Really. And so that's really interesting because, you know, that's today people think because, you know, I don't know, CMT or, you know, any one outlet isn't playing videos. But those videos get so many hits on YouTube
and
then shares on social media and everything else. And when you look at the numbers of how many views it's been, it's just, I mean, it's staggering.
Oh, yeah. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It definitely, you know, it helps out with getting a lot more eyeballs on everything that we're doing. And,
yeah.
and sometimes I feel like if someone's getting up in the morning and, because not everyone listens to the radio, but everyone
right.
has a TV, and sometimes when they're getting ready, they might put on CMT or YouTube and just stream videos, and
right.
my face might pop up, so I'm willing to take that chance.
Absolutely. So what's that difference between, you know, that studio approach when hitting a song and then, you know, taking that out on the road as you're, you know, you're basically face to face with that fan base?
Well, it is a little different studio wise versus being right there in front of them, because you, if you're right in front of them, I'm a true believer in, you know, first impressions are everything.
Right.
And
yeah.
In the studio, if you mess up, you can turn around and try again. You
sure,
know, re-record.
Sure, yeah,
And when you're in front of someone, you know, I mean, you get really get one shot to impress them.
Right. Right. Yeah.
You know, and yeah. I try to do the best I can. I practice a lot and make sure that I'm up to par, you know, at least to the best of my ability. So
sure, sure.
So I can give them what they came to watch. So.
Yeah, yeah. Is there something, you know, that's in that horizon where it's on kind of that, you know, I won't say bucket list, but certainly part of the mission in the future that you'd like to do, like a duet or a live album or something like that you've thought of, man, that's the one thing I've really got to, you know, put over here that I cannot pass up. I want to get that done.
Well, the music video thing has always been a pretty cool idea for me, and for that to be coming true is pretty awesome. But, I mean, to be honest, man, getting out on the road and playing continuously, that would be a dream come true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm always down for a duet. I'm always down for, you know, any kind of song, and I just need to do it. I mean, I need to do it constantly. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But, man, if I could do a duet, me and Garth could write a song together one day if he's ever ready.
Right,
I'm down
on
for that. Whenever he's ready,
right,
you reach out.
Right on, right on. And, you know, that's you know, the whole approach. And we've, you know, having a connection to music over the years, and you always get, you know, I don't know whether it's a truck driver or a listener, you know, calling saying, you know, I know somebody who plays music. What would your advice be? You know, I think we can take the lead from you. My advice is always play any chance you get. Play in front of an audience any chance you get. Always play music because you love it. And you know, and hopefully the rest, you know, will fall in line. What advice would you give to anybody who's, you know, at that age where you were when you discovered you wanted to do it?
My main advice would probably be consistency. I feel like it just takes going after it and risking it all to really figure out what you're made of. You know what I mean? Like, staying in a little comfort zone isn't going to make you a better person or better at whatever you're trying to do no matter what.
Right.
So, just keep doing it. Keep working at it and practicing and playing as much as you can. I mean, nobody is going to be able to take 3 years off and become famous because they took 3 years off. It takes a lot of work.
Sure. Yeah.
And if you stay true to yourself and just keep doing what you love, there's always going to be people that enjoy it. Focus on the positive. Don't focus on the negative.
Right,
you know?
Right. So, get out there and do it because you love it, and that's what will count.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Tyler Jordan, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for being a part of, you know, what we do here at the Mid-America Trucking Show with Red Eye Radio. And all the best to you. Continued success down the road. Can't wait to see that new video. Any kind of time frame when we might see that, you know, next few months? Or
I really have no idea.
Yeah, but we'll look for it, though.
Hopefully it'll be out soon. And
well, then
I can't wait.
We need to follow you along on social media.
Yeah, give me a follow.
So then when you know, you can let us know, and we'll –
That's
we
it.
Can get that out there.
Yeah, so on Facebook, it's just Tyler Jordan. You can find my fan page. And Instagram and Twitter is T Jordan Music.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the handle. So it'll take you directly to my stuff. Feel free to follow me and keep up.
Great stuff. Well, we're proud to have you here. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today, and we'll let you get out there and play some music. Thank you so much, Tyler.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
Thank
it, brother.
You, guys.
Thank you.